listeners.
Tapo is back. It's back. We're back. It's the show that talks about stuff on purpose. I'm Dustin.
I'm Kai.
We're trying something different here in Trap Town. I just immediately heard that in my head. Like, Trap Town, that's the worst. Something's percolating here on Trapo. It's called the New Music Showcase? Did we agree on that? Trapo's New Music Showcase! We got one motherfucker to shove down your throat, dear listener. Okay. We're going to do it like a big fat down your throat. A big fat music. The aliens are going to all over this. I'm sorry. I'm cutting all that out. This is the worst podcast in the history of mankind. There's a reason we got like 7 people listening to this show. It's great.
Not only are we not number one, we're not even a number. We're not on the list. And that's fine.
Anyway, today on the New Music Showcase, we're discussing something that Kai is going to introduce. Toot sweet.
I am.
You said you were going first, motherfucker. You didn't want me to flip the coin.
Around. I'm ready.
I'll kill you.
First up, it's an album that came out in March 2023 called Radical Romantics by Fever Ray.
Did you hear what they call us?
Fever Ray is the solo project of Karin Dreyer, who used to be in a famous Swedish band called Knife.
The Knife.
The Knife, right. Their brother.
You're talking about Olaf?
Olaf. Apparently Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross do pop up in this at some point. Somewhere.
They produced 2 tracks, Even It Out.
But there were a lot of other producers and DJs. And
I want to say North. I think North was the other track they produced.
I'm calling 6. North. It's a way to pass time forward. To see if time works.
Do you know anything about Fever Ray? Have you heard any of their music before?
I had not, no.
2009, their first album, self-titled. I believe their second album was called Plunge. I know it came out in 2017. Quite the gap between those 2 albums. I figured at that point, there just wasn't going to be another Fever Ray album because, you know, 8 years. Karin Dreyer was doing a lot of stuff between those 2 albums. They wrote music for a 2010 stage adaptation of a film from Ingmar Bergman, 1968's Hour of the Wolf, I believe. They actually composed and recorded a musical score that premiered at Stockholm's Royal Dramatic Theater in 2010, directed by Andreas Nilsson, a frequent collaborator with Dreyer, making music videos for The Knife and directing music videos for Fever Ray later on. The closing track for Radical Romantics, Bottom of the Ocean, is a re-recorded and kind of reworked version of a piece of music they'd written for Hour of the Wolf called No Face. It's That's a bit cool. of trivia. No That's Face cool. was originally recorded as a piece of music that was featured on a compilation album put together in order to raise money for relief for the 2011 tsunami in Japan. Yeah, Fever Ray put out their 2009 self-titled album. The single was If I Had a Heart.
If I had a heart, I could love you. If I had a voice that sings.
I like the the album. I like that song. When the show Vikings on the History Channel premiered 2013, first thing I noticed was the theme song for the show Vikings was If I Had a Heart. I'm thinking, wow, that's an awesome song. I was hooked. Your Vikings show starts with a really badass song. I'm thinking, well, 8 years, man. 8 years between albums, it's over. Then they come back with Plunge. I really like Plunge. Hey, it's only been 6 years between Plunge, so they're narrowing the gap, which is good. Maybe next time it'll only take, you know, 4 years. Or maybe 12. I don't know.
I don't care.
Yeah. They got kids. They got other shit going on.
They're Swedish. They got shit to do.
Yeah, they're Swedish, or, man. Swedish. They're Swedish, Kai. They're Swedish.
I don't know why you said that, like, Tom Green, I don't know.
Didn't he have that song, My Bum Is on the Chair, or whatever the fuck? It was called, yeah. Like, Swedish, something yeah. Swedish, or Swedish something.
My bum is on the Swedish, 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 Swedish.
I remember that song actually was a big deal on Total Request Live. MTV didn't like that, so they took it off the show.
I want to hear the Loony Loon! The funny, funny Loon Loon!
Especially if you see the album cover.
Odd choice, Strange Thoughts.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm in. This shit is already haunting and creep me out just by the album cover. So that's a good place to start. And then it kind of keeps that theme pretty much throughout the album. Some of it is really sparse and minimal. Some of it has full orchestrations. I suppose it's probably in part because of all the different producers. It flows together like an album pretty well also. The song Shiver is probably listened to that song like 20 times.
Killer skies.
Some girls will make you blush, some girls will make you shiver. Did you notice how horny the song was?
It's creepy and horny.
One of the hallmarks of Fever A's music in general that I've always found appealing is that they don't give a shit about gender boundaries. Yeah. They don't care. They actually have a very gifted vocal talent. They can sound very masculine or very childlike, really without any post-production help. They've always mixed all these different voices together in their music. I feel like I'm listening to maybe half a dozen people singing on this recording, yeah. But it's just them.
For sure.
Just one person.
If you kind of skipped around, you would assume there was like a guest vocalist on each song. Like you mentioned, The Bottom of the Ocean, which is 90% vocal noises.
And non-verbal vocalization.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
You just float to the bottom of the fucking ocean and then that's it. And then you're done and the album's over. I thought that was a pretty fucking cool way to end an album.
One of the reasons why I think it was a good thing that it had so many different producers. Like you said, it does flow as an album, but it also never sounds the same. Each track kind of feels new and exciting and different. Maybe some tracks work better than others, obviously, but it's not a bad thing. And I think really it's all about personal taste because some people are going to love New Utensils and some people are going to be like, I think Even It Out is really the best track. Some people are going to hate Shiver. Some people are going to hate Bottom of the Ocean. You're just wasting my time making boop, boop. No, man. That's the good thing about a lot of this music is that it's very danceable. This is music that you can imagine really catching on in a club scene.
On some giant loudspeakers blasting through your body. Looking for a ghost almost sounds happy if you just listen to the beat.
Yeah, but that opening line is perfect.
We don't come with a manual. Eating out like tiny boys.
That's it. It's vulgar and I love it.
Carbon Dioxide is one of the only kind of fast songs.
Oh, will you meet me? Hocus pocus.
Could dance to that shit. They could dance to Even It Out.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you listen to it, do you want to?
North's a little bit too menacing. You could, but probably not the same dance as Carbon Dioxide.
I like the knife. I don't think the knife's ever going to get back together. No, although Olaf is all over this album.
Yeah.
Writing and producing. So they're clearly on good terms. So maybe it's all kind of a stealth knife.
Maybe.
Focus, focus, hyper focus. Like, oh, yeah. What? Never mind. The aliens are going to come all over this.
They're going to so hard to Radical Romantics by Fever Ray.
You got to give it the beans, Kai.
I like to give her the sauce.
There you go. Give it some sauce. I don't give a shit. Just fucking, you know, talk louder. I give it all the sauce. Pour the sauce sideways.
In the fade.
We're going to wrap this up then. We're going to wrap up this inaugural episode of Trapo's New Music Showcase. Whatever the fuck. Presented by AT&T. Still not bankrupt.
Don't say that. They'll sue us. I wish they'd give us money.
Wait, they wouldn't sue us for saying they're not bankrupt. That would be insane.
How dare they claim that we're solvent? Fuck them.
I hate to break it to you, bro. We ain't got no money.
So you already got it.
You had your shitty DSL out here for like 11 years. Give me a fucking break. It was awful.
Trapo's New Music Showcase.
Sponsored by not AT&T, because apparently they are bankrupt. I'm sorry, ladies and dear listener. You just discussed Fever Ray's latest album, Radical Romantics, co-produced by people you don't know. You know, here's the thing. This isn't like a normal episode of Trap, but we're not going to talk about good, great, or garbage. We're not going to open the doors to the can, and we're not going to vote on it. We're not going to do any of that. You know why? Because we're just talking about this new music, bringing it to your attention. We don't have a vote. Our voices don't matter. You know whose voice matters? It's your voice. If you're listening to this episode, you're not listening to this episode.
But if no one's listening.
If you were theoretically listening to this episode, there's an exciting thing I got to share with you. If this episode goes live, go to the official Trapo blog. There will be a link in the show notes if you're listening to this anywhere except for the blog. Click on that
link. We have a blog?
We got a link in the show notes. Click the link. The link is going to take you to the New Music Showcase Radical Romantics page. There's going to be a poll on that blog post. It's going to have two options, yes or no. Do you think Radical Romantics by Fever Ray belongs in the Trapo Essentials canon? And if you say
yes... The answer better be yes.
Yeah, if you say yes, it's going to be in the canon. You say no, it may still be in the canon. We don't know yet.
We can override. We may override you one day.
We may. It's up to you. If you want this stuff in the canon, that's up to you. You are the deciding factor here. We want you to tell us what you think of this new music. So while you're there voting on this esteemed poll, leave a comment on the official Trapo blog, traposhow.blogspot.com. That's TRAPPOshow.blogspot.com. We want you to leave a comment. Tell us what you think about Radical Romantics. Tell us what you think about Fever Ray, The Knife, Hour of the Wolf, if you've seen it. Tell us what you think about that Red Riding Hood movie that the song The Wolf from Fever Ray was featured on. I don't think anyone remembers that movie. Yeah, did you ever see that movie? It was made around like the time when Twilight was big, so it was like a gothic romance young adult thing. Like, Red Riding Hood is now a sexy young lady, and does she want to bone the wolf? Fever Ray had a song in the movie called The Wolf. I want to say the director of Twilight directed this movie. Catherine Hardwick, she made the first Twilight. I think she directed Red Riding Hood. Hang on, let me look that up. Oh, yeah, Red Riding Hood, 2011. That's exciting news. Tell us what you think about Red Riding Hood. Did you get all hot and bothered when Red Riding Hood may or may not have fallen in love with a werewolf? I don't know. I didn't see the movie. I should watch that movie, maybe. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's a hidden gem.
I doubt it. You can also send us an email. You probably won't, but you can. Please do. TrapoShow@gmail.com. TRAPPOshow@gmail.com. Email us some recipes, okay? We got some posts that are recipes, and that's great, but email us the recipes. That way we can just copy and paste it and save it later.
We can copy and paste it from the blog, too.
I know. I'm just being ridiculous.
Maybe they can send us discussion topics. Like, if you like Fever Ray, you may also like Bjork. Oh, really? We didn't figure that out.
Who?
Our own. The aliens are gonna off to Bjork. Been off to Bjork. She's one of them. You spend time around here, we can't stop. You gotta go. Go to Earth. I took it too far. I'm sorry.
I was just daydreaming in an entire alien race dying because they couldn't stop.
Anyway, I guess that's it. We're done talking about this bullshit for now. Don't forget to vote unless you listen to this episode when the poll's closed, in which case, leave a comment on the blog telling us you're pissed off that you get the chance to vote and fuck Trapo. That'd be fine, too. We don't care.
Join in. You won't be the only one.
Actually, vote, join the conversation, then get the fuck off the internet. Trapo is a fundamental incorporated production. not Dee Snider. Seems like an okay guy. He's got a lot of stuff going on. Does he have several irons in the fire? I don't know. I guess I gotta ask him. He might actually answer me on Twitter. Hey, you got some irons in the fire, Dee Snider? The fuck are you talking about? Who are you? I have a podcast called Travel. You want to be on it? No. Oh, okay.
Thank you for answering.
Put a quote from Dee Snider. Just says no.